Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 3 kuMbimbitho 2025 ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
If there is a faction within ZANU-PF that is a hand in this judgment, we say tough luck to you. We are going to intensify our fight.
Itale le Supreme Court selinqume ukuba umnumzana Douglas Monzora kumele asuke esikhundleni sikamongameli webandla le-MDCT.
Yinto eza kwethu sabaningi, kodwa thina sizaqina ngoba phela safunga sathi hayi umsebenzi wokuba zintatheli yiwo kuphela esiwaziyo, kanti futhi yiwo esizaqhubeka siwenza.
Amagqwetha entatheli izindaba i-Alpha Media Holdings uPlaced Mhlanga athi aphakathi kokulungiselela ukukhweza udaba lwakhe enkantolo ye-High Court. Wezempilakahle sixoxa ngesifo semthambo ekhukhumeleyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Itale le Supreme Court selinqume ukuba umnumzana Douglas Monzora kumele asuke esikhundleni sikamongameli webandla le-MDCT. Ibandla leli liqhube umhlangano wokukhetha enye inkokheli ngoNcwabakazi lonyaka. Umthethwandaba uthi umnumzana Monzora owakhethwa ngomnyaka ka-2022 kungelamuntu owayencintisana laye, wenza okungekho emthethweni, ngakho-ke kumele esuke esikhundleni lesi. Waqala wakhethwa ngomnyaka ka-2020 lapho ayincintisana khona lo nkosazana Thokozani Khuphe, umnumzana Elias Mutsuri, lo mnumzana Morgan Komichi. Kwaqhamuka udlakela ngesikhathi kuvotwa. Lokhu kwabangela ukuba ngomnyaka ka-2022 angene eyedwa kukhetho kuze kuqhutshwe umhlangano we-MDCT Extraordinary Congress. Umnumzana Dan Moyo, umnumzana Mtsuri, umnumzana Gift Khanjana nomnumzana Edward Kakora baphanyika udaba bephikisa ukukhethwa kwakhe edale le Supreme Court. UMonzora uthi kulesandla semfene kusinqumo esethulwe lidale le Supreme Court.
We will never allow anybody to intimidate us against fighting the 23rd agenda. So if there is a faction within ZANU-PF that is a hand in this judgment, we say the tough luck to you. We are going to intensify our fight against the 23rd agenda. We will never allow the emasculation of our constitution. We will never allow being bullied against defending our constitution. The MDC is a stockholder in this constitution.
Lowo ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora obexoxa lentathela izindaba eHarare. Kodwa umnumzana Dan Moyo obumele ibandla le-MDCT kwele Melika uthi kuqondile okwethulwe yi-Supreme Court.
Hayi, i-Supreme Court ishaya esikhaleni ngoba ludaba lwe-constitutionality lolu uNonzora uvumile even yena ku-ruling leya ukuthi uyavuma ukuthi i-Congress ka-2022 azange ihambe kahle. So lokhu asekukhuluma manje sekukuphoma ukuzama ukwenza i-defense azama ukuthi ayenze wahluleka wanqotshwa.
So nxa sekhuluma kanje Baba Moyo, lina liza kwenzani ngakho?
Umhlangano wabantu. So thina siya consulta labantu, siyababuza abantu ukuthi okay bafuna ukuthi senzeni at this point, and silandela bona i-direction abasinikeza yona. Thina sesiconsultile lama members ethu, lamanye ama-stakeholders abale interest. Sesibhizi siyaqoqa ukuthi next step yethu sizoyihambisa kanjani.
Libona ngazani lizaqoqa omunye yini umhlangano wokuthi lidinge inkokheli entsha kumbe?
Definitely ngoba i-judgment le isinikeze 6 months ukuthi sibe le-Congress. So kulomsebenzi omkhulu kumele siwenze kusukela manje kusiyafika u-August lapho kumele si-mobilize ama-structures ethu from ama-wards, ama-districts, lama-provinces and then from there bese siba le-National Congress. So i 6 months le is really compressed. Akulasikhathi sokudlala, isikhathi sokuthi siqale ukusebenza, sikhulumisana lama-members ethu, sisakha ama-structures ethu kakuthi.
Ye manje lizangenisa baphi abantu nxa ukuthi selisenza ikongorosi yeni le? Laba bakumonzola labo bazangena kumbe lazenzela okweni lodwa?
Hayi, thina still a problem ne-member ye-MDC. Ma uyi-member ye-MDC, siya-understand ukuthi kungenzeka ukuthi walahleke kulandela uMonzora ngoba wawucabanga ukuthi yindlela yakhona. So asila thina, asila problem le membership yethu. I-problem esilayo bekuyi-leadership kaMonzora le eyangena ngobumondongondo engazange ilandele umthetho we-constitution yethu. Okokuthi sizofaka bani ku-Congress, i-Congress i-MDC isebenza kanje dube ithi nguchazele. Iqala phansi kuma lower structures, ama-ward. Ama-ward a-elector ama-leaders wabo. And then ama-wards wonke abesehlangana bese-elector ama-districts. Ama-leaders lawa kuma-districts bahlangane bese be-elector ama-province. And then ama-province yase-nominator ama-leaders aya ku-Congress. Ayisukeli from top down, isukela from bottom up.
Lowo ke ngumnumzana Dan Moyo okhokhela ibandla le-MDCT eMelika. Ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7 ese-Virginia khonapha eMelika. Sixoxe njalo lo mnumzana Belief Gawuli, ilunga lebandla le-ZANU-P F ngalolu daba.
Isandla se-ZANU-P F angisiboni lapho ngoba sikhangelela isinqumo sedale lakuqala saphuma sisithi akukhethwe inkokheli eyiyo ezakhethwa, hayi khona lo ababezingenela ngevikoroni. Kwabe silwa izimpi zabo khona ngale ku-opposition ku-MDC lakathi esibalokhu bezilweni impi. Ambonti ZANU-P F lesandla khona pha.
Kutsho ngani baba Gawule ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU-P F alilasandla kulokhu?
Ngoba kathesi khonokho kwakubabukuchoyo ikuthi asazi ukuthi kumbe bakhuluma ngokuthi Congress liyana yiye engaqhubanga ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Kodwa engikwaziyo ukuthi lapha uMonzora laye kangimsoli, uMonzora uqondile ngoba kwakuthiwe khona akugcwaliseki ngokukhethwa umkokheli wephathi ngaleso sikhathi ngoba kwakungelaye, wayengekho umuntu owayesikhethiwe ngokulandela isisekelo sombuso webandla lelo. Ngokunjalo yikho uMonzora mbona uqondile nxa echinga esephuma esezwakala esechinga ukuthi akuhambanga kuhle ngoba sokuphikisana kathesi lapha. Isinqumo sedali lakuqala lesakathesi okwayenzakala kwakukugcwalisa kanti waye kuphuzile kwazokufika isikhathi sanamhla.
Singathi baba Gawule, iZANU-P F itholani kukho konke lokhu?
iZANU-P F iyabhenefitha kuphela ku-confusion ekhona. Ungakhangela wento kwesisisilo kwano okwade kusenzakala, iZANU-P F ibhenefitha kakhulu ekutheni ibone abantu bedilize idumba labo, abantu bezihlohla on goal. Amathimu amabili adlala iHighlanders le Dynamos, hayi nansi Dynamos izihlohla. So uyakubona khona ko Gibbs, uyakubona kusegcekeni nje ukuthi vele izinto badana bese bekhala ngokuthi hey iZANU-P F lesandla laphana, hayi nje abantu laba bazigijimisela ukuthi bona bazibulalela iparty yabo, begijimisa imali lani begijimisa into ezinjalo. So well lokwana, people always blame ZANU-P F for no good reason.
Lowo ngumnumzana Belief Gawule, ilunga lebandla le-ZANU-P F obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo.
The Voice of America.
Amagqwetha entatheli izindaba ye-Alpha Media Holdings uBeset Mhlanga athi aphakathi kokulungiselela ukukhweza udaba lwakhe enkantolo ye-High Court ephikisa isinqumo sikamantshi esokwala ukumkhulula ngemali yesibambiso i-bail. Kubika uNtokameli Inkomo we-Studio 7.
Igqwetha likaMhlanga umnumzana Chris Mike utshale i-Studio 7 ukuthi bazakhweza udaba lolu emthethwandaba we-High Court kusasa kumbe ngolwesithathu, ngoba kathesi basamelele amaphepha ale mininingwane yamacala etheswa uMhlanga avela enkantolo kamantshi. uMhlanga osebenzela umsakazo kamabonakude owe-HSTV kanye lephephandaba le-Newsday ubotshwe ngeviki edluleyo ngomvulo wetheswa amacala amabili awokwethula imbiko ephehla udlakela kungxoxo azenza lelunga lezanu-PF Central Committee umnumzana Blessed Geza. Yena okhokhela abalwa impi yenkululeko abathi bafuna umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esuke embusweni ngoba esehlulekile. Ukuncitshwa kukamhlanga ithuba lokuhlawula isibambiso sebheyili ngomthethwandaba kamantshi ngolwesihlanu ukuze athonisiswe evela ngekhaya kusolwe kakhulu zinhlanganiso zentatheli zindaba kanye lesigodlo someli weMelika eZimbabwe. Umbiko esiwethule enkundleni ye-X, isigodlo seMelika sithe phansi kwesisekelo sombuso weZimbabwe, intatheli zindaba zilelungelo lokukhululwa ngemali yebheyili nxa zibotshiwe, kanye lokwenza umsebenzi wazo zikhululekile. Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo entatheli zindaba emhlabeni jikelele e-Committee to Protect Journalists layo yethule umbiko isola ukubotshwa kukamhlanga. Unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Union of Journalists umnumzana Perfect Hlongwane uthi ezinye intatheli zindaba sezisesaba ukwenza umsebenzi wazo zikhululekile.
Akufanelanga ukuthi kube licala lentatheli zindaba ukuthi umuntu nxa engabuya emsakazweni kumbe engabuya akhulume lentatheli zindaba. Intatheli zindaba bisibhala lokho okukhulunywe ngumuntu thize. Icala selingele intatheli zindaba ke elokuthi hayi wena utshotshozela ukuthi kube lokungahlaliseki, kube lodlame. Hayi, sibona sengathi lokho akuqondile. Okufanele ukuthi kwenzakale ukuthi badinge lo owatsho leyo mbiko, hayi ukuthi kubotshwe intatheli zindaba. Yinto ezasethusa, yinto ezakwethusa abaningi, kodwa thina sizaqina ngoba phela safunga sathi hayi umsebenzi wokuba zintatheli yiwo kuphela esiwaziyo, kanti futhi yiwo esizaqhubeka siwenza.
Amazwi kaHlongwane agcizelelwe ngumnumzana Leo Munende, umkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye-Young Journalists Association.
Nathi sesesaba sokufuze khathesi nxa sisebenza sibe kwazi udaba lolu phela ngingalubhala engxenye lami ngingaphela senseHarare Central Prison njengalokhu abakwenze uBlessed Mhlanga. Siyakusola kakhulu.
Umninikampani we-Alpha Media Holdings yona elawula iphephandaba le-Newsday, ele-Standard lele-Independent kanye lomsakazo we-HSTV umnumzana Trevor Ncube usole kakhulu ukuncitshwa kukamhlanga ibheyili ngolwesihlanu esithi kusobala ukuthi imithethwandaba yenza intando kamongameli Mnangagwa. Kodwa unobhala kugatsha lukahulumende olubona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko umnumzana Nick Mangwana ukulandule lokhu esithi,
saka unoti wewe munhu wese arungofamba achihumana akahumana tinofanira kupa comment.
Asikhulumi thina ngomuntu ohumanayo
ngaphandle kokuthi akhululwe i-High Court nxa amagqwetha akhe esefikise isicelo. Umhlanga uzaqhubeka evalelwe abesephenduka enkantolo kamantshi mhla ka-14. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise-Washington, yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.
Umnumzana Velile Moyo unobhala jikelele webandla leMthwakazi Republic Party uthi ulokhu evalelwe esitokisini se-Remand Prison ePlumtree umkhululi jele wabotshwa kumaviki amabili edluleyo esikolo sePhakamani High School ePlumtree ngemva kokutshengisela kwabantwana besola ukufundiswa izifundo ze-Heritage Studies. Wetheswa icala le-disorderly conduct at a public place ngoba kuthiwa wangena ngemva kokutshaya umnyango ngodli ehofisini kamphathi isikolo lapho abantwana ababikwa babevalelwe khona bebuzisiswa ngamapholisa ngesehlakalo sokwala ukufundiswa iHeritage Studies. Kubikwa ukuba umantshi ubengezwa kuhle lamuhla ngakho ke kenelisanga ukuya enkantolo. Ake sizwe exoxa ngodaba lolu umnumzana Moyo lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7.
Ayisiyileke babuDube njengoba kunje ke sifika siyangena kobulawayo abanye bebesuka eMangwe abanye besuka ePlumtree bonke bezilo ukuthi sizohlanganyela ke lelo jele ke namhlanje ke ade kufanele ukuthi kwenziwe leso sinqumo kodwa sithe sifika ke lapho ke sase sitshelwa ke ukuthi ke hayi ikhothi isipostponelwe ngolwesithathu mhla ka 5 okusho khona ukuthi ke ayisangenanga namhlanje siyaqhubeka ke ngolwesithathu oluzayo kuyikho esikutholiwe namhlanje ke lo wabesuke sihamba uma ngomude kangaka ukuthi siyexhasa umfo wethu ophakathi ke enkantolo
sikhuluma nje kunje baba moyo ujele ungapi
sikhuluma kunje baba Dube ujele uphakathi siye sambona khona phana ke eprison yase Plumtree samthola ke ephakathi khona phana noma nje ejabulile umoya wakhe uphezulu esazi into ayilwelayo kodwa kubuhlungu kithi ngoba kulasizathu esidinga ukuthi ujele ngabe uphakathi masikhangela ke sekuze kungamaviki amathathu sekuzaze kuyengena evikini lesi-4 belokhu bengafuni ukuthi ujele bamkhuphe asazi ukuthi ke bamgcineleni njalo futhi kungani belokhu beqhubeka bepostpona njalo kasange sizise lokuthi kungani bengazange ujele bamkhipha waya ngaphandle ukuthi ezebe ethonisiswa engaphandle
lowo ke ngumnumzana Velile Moyo onobhala jikelele webandla le-MRP obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7 ekobulawayo ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane kulabacebisi bakamongameli Donald Trump abathi umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky aphoselane laye aqatha iWhite House ngeviki epheleleyo kumele asuke embusweni. Abantu abaningi bavalelise uSam Nujoma ongcwatshwe ngempelaviki emathuneni amaqhawe kwele Namibia. Waba ngowakuqala unsundu owakhokhela ilizwe leli lisanda ukuthola uzivuse. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizo siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Yesikhangele eziphathelane lokwenzakala eMelika. Isidingo sokuqeda impi eUkraine leMiddle East ukwethesa impahla zamanye amazwe intengo yama-tariffs lokufinqa uhulumende weMelika ngezinye zezihloko zendaba uMongameli Donald Trump akhangelelwe ukukhuluma ngazo lapho esethula umbiko wakhe wakuqala ngemva kokuthatha kwakhe intambo zombuso okwesibili kusasa. Intatheli izindaba ye-VOA uVeronica Balteros Iglesias usethulela lolu daba olutolikwa yiStudio 7. Njengalokho akwenza ngomnyaka ka-2017, uMongameli Trump okhangelelwe ukwethula umbiko wakhe enkundleni yeCongress kusasa. Impi yeRussia leUkraine ikhangelelwe ukuba indaba egudwini kulumbiko, kuchasiswa imizamo kahulumende wakhe eyokuba umlamlankunzi phakathi kwalabo abalwisanayo.
I'm looking for peace. We're not looking to go into a 10-year war.
Ngifuna ukuthula. Asikhangelelanga ukuya empini okweminyaka elithumi sidlala imidlalo. Sifuna ukuthula.
Umongameli Trump ulakho njalo ukuchasisela iCongress ngalapho ami khona kumpi ye-Israel leHamas lekusasa eGaza. Emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba elenhloko kahulumende we-Israel umnumzana Benjamin Netanyahu mhla ka-4 ngenyanga edluleyo umongameli Trump wathinta udaba lokuthi elemelika lingaguqula iGaza ibe yiphecelezi Riveria of the Middle East okutsho ukuthi ibe yindawo ebukekayo.
The United States owning that piece of land developing
ilizwe leMelika lingathatha lo mhlaba liwuthuthukise lidale inkulungwane lenkulungwane yemisebenzi konke kube kuhle kakhulu.
Ingcwethi zithi uMongameli Trump uzakhuluma njalo ngesizathu sokwethesa intengo yama-tariffs kwamanye amazwe. Unkosikazi Shannon Paul O'Brien isikhwica mfundo kuzifundo eziphathelane lohulumende ekolitshini le-University of Texas e-Austin wethule umbono wakhe. yakhe.
I believe in his view, he believes that if he imposes tariffs,
ngiyakholwa kumbono wakhe. Ubona engani engafaka ama tariffs, intengo yempahla izakhuphuka ukwenzela ukuthi abahiqhiza impahla bephindele kwele Melika ngendlela yokwenqabela ama tariffs lawo. Umongameli Trump ulakho ukuzihlenga lapho uhulumende wakhe asolwa khona kulandela imizamo yakhe yokunciphisa imali esetshenziswa nguhulumende eyokuqeda inkohlakalo lokuchaphazwa kwemali leyokuphungula inani lezisebenzi zikahulumende konke kusenziwa ngesiphangiphangi.
Think he's going to talk about it as a cost saving measure.
Ngibona engathi uza kuthi ukuvikela ukuchaphazwa kwemali. Ngiyakholwa ukuthi uzalincoma inyathelo alithathayo. U-Senator Elisa Slotkin weMelika wayesebenza kugatsha lwe-Central Intelligence Agency ukhethwe ukumela ibandla le-Democratic Party ekucubunguleni umbiko oza kwethulwa ngumongameli Trump. Unkosikazi O'Brien uthi mhlawumbe abantu beMelika bazalandela amazwi ka-Senator Slotkin lo mbiko kamongameli Trump enkundleni zokuxhumana ebulenjini kusasa ntambama kumbe bebale imicijo emqoka embikweni wakhe ngelanga elilandelayo. Wezempilakahle lamuhla sihlolisisa umkhuhlane wemithambo ama-varicose veins. U-Anastasia Ndlovu uxoxela abanye abalesifo lesi wasethulela lolu daba.
Inhlanganiso ebona ngezempilakahle eye-World Health Organization kanye lohlangothi lukahulumende weMelika olwe-National Institutes of Health zithi kulabantu abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi ayisikhombisa ekhulwini 70% abahlaselwa yisifo lesi emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Akwaziwa ukuba bangaki eZimbabwe abalomkhuhlanelo. Udokotela Edwin Mzingwane, umqondisi wezempilakahle kobulawayo uthi isimo lesi sibangelwa yikungahambi kahle kwegazi emzimbeni.
Yes, ama varicose veins yimithambo imvama embaleni eyabe ithe yakhukhumala ehlala ikhukhumele. Ingakhukhumala ibohle but nxa sokuthiwa ngama varicose veins iyabe isihlala ikhukhumele ibonakala. Ingavuvuka, ingaba buhlungu kumbe ingabi buhlungu. Umuntu aphile layo leyo mthambo ibilokhe ivuvuka.
Omunye wabalesi simo ngunkosikazi Thubelihle Nkomo.
Ukungazi kufana lokufa. Seyilesikhathi eside ngiyibona imithambo le njalo bengingazi ukuthi yelapheka. Kuba khona isikhathi lapho eluma khona ngamandla besinye isikhathi uzo ibuhlungu. Sengize ngikujwayele nje.
Osakhulayo uNomthandazo Ngwenya ohlala kobulawayo uthi imithambo ekhukhumeleyo wayibona eqala ukuthomba.
Wangimangalisa ukuzibona ngisiba le mithambo etshengisa igazi ngoba ngivele ngimhlophe. Ekuhambeni kwesikhathi ngike ngazithwala ngisesibhedlela. Omongikazi bangikhuthaza ukuthi ngiyelatshwe lamanje isinganeno kodwa ayipheli.
Unkosikazi Ntombizodwa Khumalo, umgcini sihlalo wekomiti yezempilakahle kucouncil yakobulawayo njalo engucouncil kaward 23 laye ukhuluma ngesifo lesi.
Kukhona kibomama ikakhulu lanxa nje kulabobaba abalutshwana kakhulu kubakhathazayo. Kusanda kakhulu kubomama kusenziwa ikutshintsha kwehamba kwegazi le mihluzo esemzimbeni esithi ngama-hormonal yikho okubangela ukuthi kwande kakhulu kibomama. Lokhu kusenziwa ukuthi nxa umama beqala ukuthi baye esikhathini kumbe njalo nxa sebesiya kumonopause.
Abezempilakahle bathi isifo lesi kasibulali kodwa sidala ukuba umuntu angahlaliseki ngoba kwesinye isikhathi uyabe esenwaya okungapheliyo. Inhlanganiso ye-World Health Organization ithi kwesinye isikhathi abanye abalesifo lesi bayahlinzwa esibhedlela ukwenzela ukuthoba imithambo ekhukhumalayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
linjani balaleli bomsakazo we Studio 7 sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel e VOA Ndebele ngena khona manje ku VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho ama videos imifanekiso lokunye ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups e VOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu ulakho njalo ukudinga i VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho
le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e Voice of America ese Washington. Soko isikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli be Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge WhatsApp.
Ngilele Studio 7. Ubaba uNdivali besicela ukuthi next time mali kuyithuba ukuthi ngifake imbono yenu ngalokho ila likhuluma ngakho. Ungaphiwe lakho ithuba mase liphelile thula. Angene lo ongenayo ngesikhathi wenisakhuluma umoyo ubaba umqondisi uthulile. Wakhuluma wena. Ma umoya sefuna ukuthi la angena khuluma ngithi uxokozela. Angazi kumbe indlela esebenza ngayo kuzami le. Ukuthi lisebenza ngokuxokozela. Ma ngoba usuza ngokuvala le nto yethu ngoba sekukhuluma iqiniso. Ngoba alifuni ukuthi liqiniso kuzayo. Ngoba wena ula mntu wakwazi ukuthi usebenzele izayo. Kungafana lokhu nje ukuthi i-EFF Zimbabwe kungcolisa igama le. Le-EFF kamalema ukuthi usebenzise. Ngoba wena umuntu wezani wena kula mntu wakwaziyo. So ngabe kuya ngami ngabe Jesus malemu yakuvala ungasebenzeli igama ngoba wonomuntu wezano usebenzeli iparty engabantu abalenhliziyo yezimpi abasolisa abantu abezibhaka abukwa ngumasenga lako kulawa iphumule emadodeni.
Yes, Studio 7, Studio 7, njani bathandekayo. Hayi siyabonga kakhulu Studio 7. Hayi siyamthanda lonke, silithanda. Sithanda nonke basaka ku Studio 7. Yes. Sidlana ke siphendule kurumo kamoyo nendimani. Siyabonga kakhulu ubaba umoyo umqondisi womoyo. Thina njengathi singabathwakazi. Siyabonga kakhulu umoyo ngoba usivula amehlo, wasibonisa indlela eyaphambili. Hayi sibonga kakhulu iqhawe lethu umoyo leli. Ende yonke into ayikhulumayo umoyo thina nje special singabantu bakamthwakazi. Hayi siyayivuma kakhulu, siyayibonga kakhulu ngoba yinto embona ngathi izosikhulisa thina abantu baseNdebeleni. Bese ngithi ngapha ondibande kanti vele wayengavele avele ayekhona ngale right state ukuthi yena vele ngowe ZANU-PF ngoba siyabazi ukuthi siyabeza ukuthi yiyo abantu abacindezela thina lapha emathebeleleni. So sibonga kakhulu umqondisi umoyo ingathi ngayibamba kanjalo ubaba umoyo nguye simthembileyo simbonele iqiniso lapha kithi emathebeleni. Abaningi bonke laba ondibande bebekwazi ukuthi ngabadayisi ngabathengisi. Siyabonga Studio 7.
Yalibonani basakazwa kaStudio 7 nalinjani lonke nje nabalandeli bakaStudio 7 abahlali beZimbabwe. Yazi ngilokudana kakhulu ngokuzwa le indoda ukuthiwa nguDimbari, ukuthiwa nguDimbari, ukuthiwa nguDambari, lothi ngweFF. Ngicela kodwa yamukele ibale iyefika kuye. Engxenye ngazange ukusichazela kahle sizwe ukuthi uthini. Walimosha ke igama lephathi kamalima lomuntu. Uma lomuntu ethi yena iMathebeleleni ukuze ingasabhodwa, ingaphansi kwamabandla aphikisayo, uthoni lomuntu? Asimtholi kahle. Uthoni lomuntu ngathi ukwenza ingasabhodwa iyayabi lama-development ukuthi ingaphansi kwamabandla aphikisayo. Kwawina ama-MP ukwesiyaziyo ukuthi angaphansi kwa-government lo obusayo manje. Ngaphansi kwamnangakho. So uwancitha i-development ngokuthi iMathebeleni ngaphansi kwamabandla aphikisayo na. Kutho ukuthi yena wathengwa.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Live talk lamuhla sixoxa ngokwethulwe lidale le Supreme Court elithi umhlangano we MDCT Congress owaqhutshwa ngomnyaka ka-2022 kawuqhutshwa ngemfanelo. Singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye sesihloko zendaba ebezikhokhela idale le Supreme Court selinqome ukuba umnumzana Douglas Monsora kumele asuke esikhundleni sikamongameli webandla le MDCT. amagqwetha entathela izindaba ye-Alpha Media Holdings. UBlessed Mhlanga athi aphakathi kokulungiselela ukukhweza udaba lakhe enkantolo ye-High Court. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.